I think it's important that each time we come to God's Word, we are open for something new to surprise us. It's never the same, because we are never the same. God's Word endures, but we come at it fresh every day. Now, I can't promise to touch on whatever it was that surprised you, but it would be good to share that at some point. Have a conversation with friends or those around the table just to say, what was it about this passage this morning that spoke to you? What we have here is actually, for John's gospel, a rather uncharacteristic next day, next day, next day, next day. John doesn't generally rush through time like this, but he does here. And it is a chain of events, a chain of epiphanies, a chain of revelations. When Jesus was baptized by John, God reveals his Son through the Holy Spirit. John didn't recognize that this was the one that they had been waiting for. It was only when the Holy Spirit came and resided and abided with Jesus that John recognized who he was. This was his cousin, but he didn't recognize the significance of who Jesus was. So God points out to John through the Holy Spirit that Jesus is the one they have been waiting for. Then John reveals that this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He points out this to his disciples when the next day Jesus is passing by. And I always wonder, why was Jesus passing by the next day? But the Bible is full of gaps and mysteries we will never know. So John is pointing out to his own disciples that actually Jesus is the Messiah, the one from God. And the next day, let me step back for just a moment, he points them out. He points out the significance of Jesus. But John's own disciples do nothing. They stay where they are. The next day, when Jesus passes by, and John again says, "This is the Lamb of God," this time they do something, and they follow. So you have an example of revelation without action, and revelation with action. So these two disciples of John, Andrew and John, not John the Baptist, but John his disciple, John the writer of the gospel, they start to follow Jesus. And Jesus notices this and turns around and asks them a question. What do you want? Or what is it you were seeking? And instead of answering that question, they ask Jesus a question. Where are you staying? And that brings to mind that the Holy Spirit is abiding and staying with Jesus. And now they want to abide and stay with Jesus. He doesn't answer his question directly, but says, "Come and see." What are you seeking? And we are invited to see whether or not what we are seeking is true. So they see and they stay. And then the first thing they do after they've spent the day with Jesus is Andrew runs back to find his brother, to seek and to find someone else. And he reveals that he's found the Messiah, the Christ, the long-awaited Savior and Liberator. And Andrew brings his brother to Jesus. Jesus then reveals a new identity to this one who is seeking him. That Simon, who is Andrew's brother, is no longer to be called Simon. He is to be called Peter, which means Rocky. And I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember the Rocky. It's not the rock, the solid foundation of the church. No, it's a pebble. It's Rocky. It's, you know, the character that we know and love and can relate to. Peter, who dives in, but gets it wrong so often. So you see, there's a series of invitations here, invitations to come and see. John invites us to look and recognize that Jesus is the Lamb of God. Jesus invites us to consider, who are we looking for when we follow Jesus? Jesus invites us to stay with him, to come and see, to discover who he really is. And then Jesus invites us to find a new identity because of him. Come and see who Jesus is. Seek him with your whole heart. So for us this morning, I think we're invited to consider a few questions. What are you seeking? Who is the Jesus that you are looking for? Where is God making a difference here and now? Sometimes we need to point it out. It took John to recognize the Lamb of God. And, you know, we don't exactly know what that phrase means, what exactly it's referring to. Is it the Passover lamb? Is it something that's called the Tamid, the lamb that was sacrificed at the beginning of the day and one at the end of the day, the lamb that enabled the altar of God to receive the penance and the forgiveness? Was it that? Is it the lamb that refers to the sacrifice of fellowship, where if there was a division between people, a lamb would be sacrificed to heal that separateness? And of course, we have been separated from God. In a way, it doesn't really matter. What does matter is that Jesus makes a difference in our relationship with God, that Jesus makes a difference with our relationship with each other. But I wonder, where is Jesus making a difference in your life? It's good to stop and to reflect and to look, to really seek Jesus. And in that invitation to come and see, that's about being open and abiding with Jesus. So this morning, I think we are invited to be a people that look for where God is working in the world, to look where Jesus is making a difference in our life, and to share it with others. Because if John hadn't pointed that out to his own disciples, and if they hadn't decided to leave and to follow, and then to go and to share it with the people that they knew, so that they could come and see. If we don't continue to do that in our own lives and with the lives of others, then our faith is destined to die with us. Let's be a people who not only look and see, but that we invite others to come and see as well. And this evening, I don't know whether you're aware of the fact that God's kingdom is being built in an extraordinary way right here in Hitchin today. And I want to point out to you that there is a time and a place within your walking distance that God's kingdom is being revealed in an exciting way. At St. Mary's Church this evening, Christians of whatever stripe and color, Catholics and Protestants, Evangelicals and Pentecostals, we are all having communion under the same roof, erasing 500 years of division and hostility. It's It's taking place on our very doorstep. God's doing something really extraordinary right here in Hitchin, and you are invited to come and see and to be part of it. If you want to see God's kingdom built, divisions begin to be healed, peace coming to our time and our town, I invite you to St. Mary's this evening at 6:30. Come and be part of God's kingdom being built here on earth. Come and see what God is doing. Amen.